Former Cook Islands Deputy Prime Minister Robert Tapaitau, who has been convicted on corruption-related charges, is appealing his sentence. Mr. Tapaitau was given 2 years and 9 months imprisonment after being convicted for 3 counts of cheque fraud and conspiracy to defraud. He and other two senior public figures were convicted of taking NZD$70,000 in public funds between April 2019 and March 2021. Mr. Tapaitau's lawyer, Norman George, told Caleb Fotheringham, there's no existing precedence for such a harsh penalty.
We have filed a notice of appeal to the Court of Appeal of the Cook Islands. Our appeal is based on the manifestly excessive penalty of 2 years and 9 months imprisonment.
Okay, so are you appealing the sentence or are you appealing the whole case?
We are confining our appeal to the sentence.
So you're just looking for a better sentence outcome for Robert Tapaitau?
Absolutely, because there is no existing precedent. He was involved in a very small matter involving a travel to New Zealand, and the total budget of that travel was about $2,600. And then another matter with another couple for $3,600 in a hotel bill. And the amount certainly didn't even reach $10,000.
What would you view as a fair sentencing for Robert Tapaitau?
Basically, every lawyer will tell you a conviction and discharge. But, no, I think something in the vicinity of 4 to 6 months imprisonment, if imprisonment had to be done. But basically, he's got no previous convictions. He's only involved in that kind of thing for 6 months that he's been a minister. And certainly, he's got a very clean record, background.
When do you hear back, Mr. George, if your appeal is going to go through?
Well, the thing is, normally our Court of Appeals sit twice a year, and it sits in June and also in November every year, because all our judges come from New Zealand. And but this particular year, they said that there won't be any sitting in June this year, so that the next sitting will be in November, at the end of the year. So we have to wait until then. But in the meantime, I have filed an application to release Mr. Tapaitau on bail.
When do you hear back about that?
I expect to hear it next week. And if not, I will do my best to hurry them up.
Former Cook Islands National Environment Service Director Ngā Puna, who was sentenced to 5 years alongside Mr. Tapaitau, is appealing his case. Former Infrastructure Cook Islands Secretary and wife of Mr. Puna, Diane Charlie Puna, was sentenced to 18 months imprisonment. Her lawyer told Cook Islands News it would be unusual for him to state his client's intentions prior to the expiry date for filing the appeal, which is April 23rd.